100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was mass. We got a lot of stories in and different interpretations of the word mass, which is what I love. I love it when the word is open and people can go in lots of different directions with it. So, enough from me. Let's go ahead and hear those stories and see what y'all did with them.
Two Rivers Ino here with a story on the word mass. This one needs a bit of explanation. So, here I am at the Early Music Festival in Utrecht these 10 days. The last day is the day the podcast goes out. With concerts all day and every day of music at least 400 years old. Mass immediately brings to mind L'Homme Armé, a French song from around the 16th century. Many composers used its tune as the foundation of their own compositions, including above 40 settings of the Catholic Mass. But who was this mysterious armed man? There are some historical candidates, but no one knows. The song itself says only, L'homme armé, doit en douter, which is, let all fear the armed man. So, here is the armed man as the Terminator. Think of this as a French folk song of the 22nd century, brought back to this time and made into English. L'homme armé. The king has sounded his drum and raised the armed man, shown him the enemy that he is to kill. Let all fear the armed man, soft as water and hard as steel. There is not the smallest chink in his armour. All flee from his path, praying he does not turn to follow. Priests sing the Missa L'Homme Armé, that he may pass them by. None can withstand him, nor long outrun him. None can reason with him, nor sway his purpose. The armed man will not stop until his enemy is dead. Let all fear the armed man.
Good morning, Richard here, and this is my story on the topic mass. It's called Science Lesson. Science. I've no time for that nonsense. I suffered through school science lessons, forced to listen to rubbish about mass, atoms and chemicals, all of which went way over my head and left me completely baffled. Although it was fun blowing up the classroom, having failed to follow any of the teacher's instructions. Needless to say, I wasn't required to attend science classes after that. And I'm no worse off for it. All you need to know is that the Earth is flat, birds aren't real, vapor trails spread cancer, and the government is spying on you. Who needs science? Job done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is simply called Mass. It's a small, unassuming word by itself. One I'd not thought much about before. Now, it's all I can think about. It's taken over my life. It's taken over my family's life. I no longer have a work life. My son's future, potentially, no longer features me. I'm getting letters again, all from the hospital, all about this bloody mass. The arrival of the postman doesn't thrill me like it used to. A short walk in the woods does. Coffee, family. Oh, the sound of laughter. Everyone's very thoughtful around me, but I wish they'd laugh more. I miss normal. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Mass, Not Weight. It takes some sideways thinking to move from weight to mass. It's most likely due to a limited view of reality. Basically, we're stuck on the same rock. We don't get to go to other rocks. And rarely do we travel between the rocks. Heavy doesn't shift to the point we don't function well. Further, our scope is limited to size and how a really, really large mass will cause a change in the gravitational pull. If stuff orbited about us, that mass thing would be front and center. I guess density would have a more friendly sound to it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He scribbled on a small piece of paper. The church was dark and empty, but he didn't feel lonely. He never felt lonely. The automatic on his back was more than enough. He scribbled some more on the paper. Then he placed it in his pocket. They'll find it. A few people started to arrive. He had 10 minutes to change his mind. The church was dark, and the voices became vaguely irritating. One bullet was all he needed. But the voices of joy, this annoying cheerfulness, it did have more than one bullet. That's when he changed his mind. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Plague pits, they call them. Vast, communal graves, filled to the brim with the dead. Unfortunate victims of the Black Death. Laid to rest. Hidden from sight. And often, completely forgotten. But that's not all that was dumped in the ground. Festering within the mass of bodies, bacteria feasted and flourished, seeping into the soil, from rotting corpses. Thriving and mutating, over the years. And now, they're digging up the roads, laying tunnels, burying pipes, disturbing the bones of the dead, and setting the ancient bacteria free. Just a matter of time now, before they start digging new plague pits.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 906 with a prompt of mass. Well, here's my story. Linole Amanda opened her mouth to respond to her father when he suddenly looked away across the lawn. Bilbert followed the man's line of sight to see that a mass of bulky yellow-toothed teenagers had burst from the tree line and stood gawking toward them. Linole Amanda blinked myopically and pointed.
Look, Daddy, those people kidnapped me and held me ransom until Bilbert came and saved me.
The policeman scoffed. That's a wild tale. I suppose next you'll tell us you grew wings and flew away.
Mr. Withybottom poked a massive meaty finger at the cop.
Don't you call my daughter a liar.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Danny took a break from college to work the independent wrestling circuit, Long Island in Pennsylvania, folding chairs on fire and barbed wire. An ambulance crew waiting. One crew wasn't enough most nights. Atlanta saw his tapes, and Danny went to the big time. Masks and bimbos with big racks. When he wasn't in the ring, Danny helped the video crew write and film promos, bringing out the characters, building a relationship with the audience. Ratings went up. Toy sales skyrocketed. The company offered him a marketing job. Danny graduated early and wrestled only with those bimbos in hotel rooms.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of mass. That's it for the weekly challenge of this week. Next week's weekly challenge, mustard yellow. Kind of a oddly specific topic, but that's the ones we like. Although I do like the open-ended ones like mass. But who knows? It's kind of fun to go from narrow to wide to narrow to wide, and then the pick twos. Thank you all for being a part of this, and once again, the site is at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Mist is throwing me off my usual script. God, I need to get a brush for her. Of course, when I try to brush her, she claws and tries to bite. That's what cats do. Thank you all for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.